It's Wednesday, April 14th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian pastor in the Southeast Asian country of Laos is now free after spending over a year in prison. Authorities arrested 35-year-old Pastor Sithon Thipavong last year for organizing religious services without permission from the government and refusing to renounce his faith. The pastor had been preaching to villagers in his district since 2011. The imprisonment drew international criticism. Christians in the Buddhist-majority nation face regular discrimination for their faith. Open Doors ranks Laos 22nd on its World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Psalm 102, verses 17 and 20 says, "He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise their prayer, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death." 7 million people across 6 East African countries are on the brink of starvation amid the coronavirus pandemic. Joseph Kamara with World Vision said, quote, "A combination of hazards such as insufficient rainfall, desert locusts, the previous year's floods that destroyed mature crops prior to the harvest, plus the effects of COVID-19 have fermented this critical situation," end quote. The Christian humanitarian group is raising $60 million to reach 2.4 million people, including 490,000 children. In a 5-4 decision last week, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down California's restrictions on religious gatherings in people's homes. It's the fifth time the High Court has rejected rulings by the Ninth Circuit Court concerning California's restrictions on religious exercise during the coronavirus pandemic. The ruling noted, quote, "California treats some comparable secular activities more favorably than at-home religious exercise, permitting hair salons, retail stores, personal care services, movie theaters, private suites at sporting events and concerts, and indoor restaurants to bring together more than 3 households at a time," end quote. Malachi 2, verse 9 says, "I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law." President Joe Biden plans to remove the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. The withdrawal will come exactly 20 years since the September 11th attack that triggered America's longest war. Meanwhile, the administration plans to station about 500 additional troops in Germany as Russia increases their troops on Ukraine's border. Yesterday, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down an injunction on Ohio's Down Syndrome Non-Discrimination Act. The 2017 law bans abortions on babies with Down syndrome, as well as sex selection abortions, and abortions because of a baby's ethnicity. In recent years, 67% of babies with Down syndrome in America have been murdered in the womb. New analysis of the 2020 presidential election suggests that Donald Trump did not lose ground among religious voters. Ryan Burge, an Eastern Illinois University professor and religious data analyst, reports that Trump's support from evangelicals and Catholics actually increased last year compared with the 2016 presidential election. However, between the two elections, Trump lost support from voters who identify as agnostic, atheist, or nothing in particular. U.S. officials paused administration of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine this week. The CDC is now investigating rare but dangerous blood clotting that can occur after taking the vaccine. Healthcare workers have already administered over 6.8 million doses of the vaccine. The investigation could have a big impact on delivering the vaccine to developing countries. However, the pause does not affect the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. And finally, Hideki Matsuyama became the first Japanese man to win a major golf championship this week. The 29-year-old golfer won the Masters tournament in Augusta, Georgia, with a score of 10 under par. The Japanese have played and appreciated golf for over a century now. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.